ear sower, snake feeder, snake doctor, mosquito hawk, or any of those?
Yeah, now the thing what we talking about, mosquito hawk, that's the dragonfly.
Oh, just another name for him?
Yeah, the real name for him is actually the dragonfly. Okay. That's the scientific name.
Okay.
But now children, when I was a little boy, they used to see a lot of them, and we'd see them in the road in the afternoon. We'd call them mosquito hawk.
Okay.
They grow with the wings about like that, thin wings and cylindrical body. And another thing we used to see on the water that looked kind of like a praying mantis, we would call them a snake doctor.
Okay. That's a word they use in Kentucky.
They'll call him snake doctor.
Right.
Well, that's what we used to call him when I was a boy, the old thing. But now he's not the praying mantis, but he looks kind of like the praying mantis.
Okay. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud that people say doesn't sting?
A dirt dog.
What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Peanut.
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you'd say the boy what his father?
A lot of people say favor his father.
And if he's similar to his father in behavior, maybe they both get angry quickly or they both are very quiet, you might say the boy what his father?
Just like his father sometimes, say.
Okay, what about a woman who helps at childbirth who isn't a nurse or a doctor?
They call him midwife.
If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
If
a city person comes to the country, is there a name that the country people might call?
They call him a city dude.
Okay. And what about if a country person goes into town, maybe what might the city people call him behind his back? Kind of joking, maybe.
They call him some of them call him a sticksman and things like that, out of the sticks and whatnot, different things.
Okay. And how do you normally refer to a member of your own race? If you're talking about the person that lives across the street and you say, now I want to tell you about Mr. So-and-so who lives down the way, and you want to say he's not a white person, you'd say he's?
Well, we said generally use the word colored.
Okay. And what is the word that you use normally to say, well, he's not a colored person, he's a person of my race? You'd say he's a?
White.
Okay. Now then, in both cases, there are words that some people use that are not complimentary, like that are just not nice. Would you mind telling me those?
Well, they call, now you mean for both of them?
Both of them.
Well, now they call a black, they call him nigger. And they call a white, sometimes call him a cracker. That's
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, any others? A cracker doesn't mean just anybody from Georgia, but that's a sort of no good white person.
That's right, that's what this time.
Okay. What about if you or a man had a fishing rod that he was very fond of and his child broke it, you might say, well, the man got awfully, what about it?
We're angry.
Okay, what about if you've been working very hard all day? You might say, oh, I am really
tired.
And if the school nurse sent a little boy home early, you'd say, well, I sent him because he what at school?
So the school nurse did what?
If the school nurse sent a little boy home early, not the teacher, not for discipline, but the nurse sent him home, you might say, she sent him home because he what at school?
She might say he had a fever or something like that.
Or he just
got sick.
And if a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick where?
In the stomach.
How's that?
Stomach.
Okay, sick.
In the stomach.
Okay, I wanted to be sure that you were saying in or, right, okay. And do you have or do you remember a word for a sort of noisy celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease or embarrass the bride or groom? Maybe they used to go to their home and make noise outside.